This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This reading by Doug Anderson. A Carol for the Eve of St. Mary's Day by Thomas Evans. This is the season when, agreeably to custom, that it was an honor to send wassail by the old people who were happy in their time and loved pleasure, and we are now proposing to be like them, every one merry. Merry and foolish, youths are wont to be, being reproached for squandering abroad. I know that every mirth will end too soon of itself. Before it is ended, here comes the wassail of Mary, for the sake of the time. Mary, place the maid immediately in the chair before us, and let everybody in the house be content that we may drink wassail to virginity, to remember the time, in faithfulness, when fair Mary was at the sacrifice, after the birth to her of a son, who delivered every one, through his good will, from their sins without doubt. Should there be an inquiry who made the carol, he is the man whose trust is fully on God, that he shall go to heaven to the effulgent Mary, towards filling the orders where she also is. End of A Carol for the Eve of St. Mary's Day.